Okay, so here's some news, exciting news, that I want to share with you this morning. Speed His Coming Ministries, looking forward to the day of God. Speed His Coming Ministries is a brand new ministry that Cindy and I are in the process of starting. And I want to share that with you. We are really excited about this ministry and the possibilities that it has for us. And what we would like to see happen. So let me tell you about the ministry itself and what we see happening, okay? This ministry is all based around the text in 2 Peter chapter 3 that Holloway read for us as we began this morning, where Peter wrote, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare." Okay? Then he asks this question after laying out the foundation of the fact that when the Lord comes back again, all the physical stuff in this world is going to be destroyed. He says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Then he answers that question, says this: "You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day and speed its coming." Okay? Live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day and speed its coming. And somebody once said, and I think there's even a song out with some kind of a title like, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go right now," you see? I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to the day the Lord comes back again. I wish He would make it today, okay? I don't think we're ready for that yet, but I wish He would make it today. I can't wait for the Lord to come, you see? And what this ministry is about is trying to help as many people as we can to have the same outlook, to want the Lord to come back again, to speed His coming, okay? Speed His Coming Ministries is going to be focused on preparing as many people as possible for the coming of the Lord. That's what we are all about. We want to prepare, get as many people ready for that as we possibly can, okay? Peter calls on us in that passage to prepare for the day of the Lord by doing three things, all right? Three things. Remember what they are? First of all, he says, live holy and godly lives. And we were talking about that some in our Bible class this morning about how we need to be living our life from day to day. Well, Peter says, we need to be living holy and godly lives. Now again, what should encourage us to do that is focusing on what Peter said about the day of the Lord. When He comes, everything in this world is going to be destroyed. And so keeping that in mind, that should cause us to focus on how we are living our daily lives. And he says to live holy and godly lives. The second thing he says is that we need to look forward to that day. And as I mentioned a moment ago, are we looking forward to it? Or, you know, there's a lot of folks, a lot of church people that are enjoying this world way too much. You see? We need to be looking forward to the day the Lord comes back again. And then third, he says, we need to speed its coming. That is the day of the Lord. We need to speed the coming of the Lord. So the question then becomes, how can we possibly do that? How can we speed the coming of the Lord? How can we make that happen sooner rather than later? Okay? Well, I've shared this thought before, and I'm convinced from what the Bible teaches that this is absolutely true. And what Cindy and I believe in putting this ministry together is that the Lord is going to return at a point in time when everyone who is going to be saved is saved. Now, if you think about that, okay, that's the goal that Jesus came to do, to seek and to, help me out, save. to save the lost, right? That's what it's all about, all right? So at some point in the future, whether it's this afternoon or next week or next year or 10 years, I don't know, at some point we are going to reach that exact point where everyone who is going to accept the Lord, everyone who is going to truly be saved, are saved. And everyone else is going to reject him or has rejected him. So in other words, there won't be anyone else to be saved. Once that point is reached, there really is no reason for him to wait any longer. If his task and his mission is to seek and save the lost, once everybody who is saved is saved, there's no reason for him to delay. Now, if you think about that and let that kind of sink in, right, what does that really mean for us? Okay? So once that point is reached, there's no reason for him to wait. No one else is going to accept him as Lord. Okay? Only he knows when that day will be. We need to keep that in mind. All right? Jesus himself said, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Father knows at what point that is going to come. Okay? We don't. We don't need to know. Okay? We just need to do everything we can to be ready when he comes and to help as many other people as possible to be ready. And that's what this ministry is all about. Trying to help as many people as possible to be ready when the Lord comes back again, when the day of the Lord comes. Okay? So quite simply, we can speed the coming of the Lord by sharing the gospel with as many people as we possibly can. And it really is that simple. And keep in mind, it's not that we have to convince people to accept Christ, okay? We just need to share the message with as many people as we can and let them choose either to accept him or to reject him. It's their choice. But we need to share the message. And the more we do that, okay, the quicker we get to that point where everyone who is going to be saved is saved. See? When we get to that point, then the sooner the Lord will return. You see, that really is our job. Our job is not to go out and force people to believe in Jesus. Okay? Our job is to share the message and let people choose and decide whether they're going to accept him or they're going to reject him. And by the way, most people are going to reject him. See? But we need to be giving people, as many people as possible, the opportunity to hear the message and make the right choice. All right? So, what we want to do, what we're going to encourage as many people as we can to join us in this ministry, okay? In other words, join us in speeding the coming of the Lord by sharing the gospel with everybody that you possibly can. That's what we're going to be asking people to do. Join us in this effort, in this ministry, by spreading the gospel message so people can make the choice. Speed His Coming Ministries is going to be working to provide information and ideas that anyone can use to be able to share the saving message of the gospel with everyone in their Jerusalem. Not only their Jerusalem, but their Judea and their Samaria as well. That's what God has called us to do, just like he told the disciples. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And we're asking everyone who is a believer in Jesus, we're going to be asking to help us to spread that message to everyone that they can so that we speed the coming of the Lord. And that's what the focus of this ministry is going to be all about. Part of that information that we're going to be providing is a new book that I have written that is focusing on this whole issue, this whole topic. It is called, Do You Believe God? Some of you may recall that a while back I did a lesson series on that very topic. And it's all about calling people's attention to making the decision, do you believe in God? Are you just satisfied with that? Or will you believe God and what He says in His promises? Okay? And this book is focusing on that message, challenging people to stop being satisfied with believing in God and start believing God. The book right now is at the publisher, and I am expecting it to come out about the middle to the end of October. It will be available for sale. It will be available at Barnes & Noble Booksellers and also at Amazon Books. It will be available at bookstores all over the country. It will be available online to people all over the world. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. Okay, this is really the beginning of the things that we want to provide so that people can have the tools to share the message of the gospel with other people, and especially to challenge people to stop just simply believing in God and start believing Him. You see, the problem is there are too many people out here that are going to church. Our churches are full of people who believe in God, but they don't believe God when it comes to His Word. And we want to change that, you see? Because too many of those people who simply believe in God, I'm afraid are going to hear on the judgment day when the Lord does come back, depart from me, I never knew you. We want to keep that from happening to as many people as we possibly can. All right? So, next one. There we go. As I mentioned a moment ago, this is going to be a worldwide ministry. We are right now in the process. Not only is the book at the publisher being put together, but we also have a company that is putting together a website for us for this ministry. Okay. The book itself will be advertised, again, internationally, but it will be specifically advertised to over 9,000 bookstores and churches across this country. Okay? And that's with advertising in newspapers and also bookstore booklets and all of those kinds of things will be sent out to over 9,000 of those. Just here in this country, as well as advertisement overseas. So we're looking at a broad, broad reach with this message, okay? We're going to have, with this ministry, and I will be doing a blog on this website that will be constantly updating and giving messages and so forth all about this whole issue topic. So it is a presence that will be worldwide. And we're really excited about that possibility and being able to reach a lot of people with this singular message that we're trying to focus on. Okay? It's not up and running yet. I said they're working on it right now. Hopefully it'll be up in about maybe a month or so. SpeedHisComingMinistries.org will be the web address for our ministry. Okay. Now, all of that, telling you about all of that, brings us to the sad part of this, at least in part. It's retirement time. The end of September of next year, Cindy is going to be retiring from her job. And when she does that, I'm going to be retiring from local full-time ministry. And what we are planning to do between now and then is working at building this ministry. And so we're going to be working at so that when we retire, we can focus solely and completely on this ministry. I think that most of you know that we are torn, as I have said many times, between two lovers. Our children and our grandchildren live in South Carolina, and we love them tremendously, but we love this church. This church has been our family for the last, we're working on our 18th year here, and we have been torn between both, because we love you so much. And the thought of leaving weighs heavy on my heart. So it's a time of great excitement and great joy, but at the same time, it's a time of some sadness. We have some time before that happens, though. But I have been, and I told the elders this, I don't remember, a year, maybe 2 years ago, that I was actively looking for a ministry to go to in South Carolina where the children are. Nothing has been available. We have been wanting to move to be closer to them for a while. This ministry that we have, this ministry opportunity, is something that we didn't see coming, but it's something that I am convinced that this is... this is where the Lord wants us to go and wants us to do. And so I do believe that that is God's plan for us for retirement. Many people over the years have asked me when I'm going to retire, and I've told them I don't see myself ever retiring from ministry. From local church ministry, yes, I think that it's time for me to do that. But to be able to focus on this ministry and this message, that's what I really see myself doing, and I'm seeing this is where the Lord is leading me right now, and so that's the direction that we are planning to go in. Speed Has Coming Ministries, okay, will continue as long as we are here under the oversight of the Edge Hill Eldership. Okay, it will be a part of the ministries here. The elders and I talked last week about all of this. I shared with them what the plans are. They have given us both encouragement and their blessing on this, which I tremendously appreciate, the two of them. And we are going to, as a congregation, as an eldership, begin looking for a new minister now. Okay? I don't know, and Cindy and I have talked about this a lot, we have no idea what God's going to do with this ministry. A lot of it is basically, honestly, it's going to depend a lot on how many books we sell. And our goal is to be able to sell enough that we are self-supportive, that will supplement our retirement income enough that will take care of us. I don't know if that's going to happen, and if it does, I don't know when. Okay, it's quite possible that maybe by the spring, for instance, we may be in a position where we go, look, it's time for us to go. I don't know that. We're just going to have to wait and see what God does with it. But we do know that at the end of September of next year, that's when we will, at the latest, that we will be leaving. So we are going to do everything we can to be preparing for that. And that includes us trying to find another minister here to come in and take my place. Okay? So we want you to be praying about that. And if anybody has any, you know, contacts, or you know of a minister somewhere that's seeking a congregation, let us know that so that we can try to find the right person to come in and continue serving this congregation, right? So, this thing's not wanting to work very well this morning. Speed Is Coming Ministries, and I want you to just remember that. That's what it's all about, okay? We are asking you to to partner with us in this ministry. Okay? And it's not about buying books. I'm not telling you you need to buy books. If you want to buy one, that's great, and we appreciate it, and I think you will find a great benefit from it. But first of all, we need your prayers. Okay? We need your prayers in this ministry, that we keep it focused and asking the Lord to bless this ministry. And secondly, we need you to partner with us in sharing the message with as many people as you can. And that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be anywhere I have opportunity to speak, anywhere I have opportunity to share that message, I'm going to be asking everyone to do the same thing, because that's how we get this to happen. The more people that are sharing the message, the quicker the Lord comes back again, because the sooner we get to that point when everyone who is going to be saved is saved. So I want to encourage you, share the message with everyone that you can. Okay? When the book comes out, I'll let you know if you'd like to buy a copy or two or however many, they'll be available to you. But the main point is to be praying about it and to be sharing the message of salvation with as many people as you can. All right? And that's what we want to do. That's what we believe the Lord is calling upon us to do. And that's where we're going to be moving in that direction. All right? So that's what Speed His Coming Ministries is all about. And that's what we're going to be focusing on and moving in that direction. And we pray that you will move in that direction right along with us so that we can speed the coming of the Lord. All right? Chuck has a song that he has chosen for us to use as an invitation song. We're going to stand in just a moment and share that song together. If there's anyone here this morning that has a need that we can fulfill, just let us know. You can come up and let me know. Wes, are you going to be in the back? Wes will be in the back. If someone would like to have a private prayer or conversation with Wesley back there. For those of you who are worshiping with us online, if you have a prayer request or something else that you would like us to address, you can text Wesley while we're singing this song. The number will be on the bottom of the screen on each of the song sheets, and we will address your prayer concern. And if there's someone here who's not yet given their life to Christ, you're not a Christian, you need to know if the Lord comes back again before you give your life to Him, you'll be eternally lost. And again, that's what this message is all about. So that people can, as many people as possible, can be saved. If there's someone out there who's watching us online and you're not a Christian and you desire to become one, again, all you got to do is text us, let us know that that's your desire, and we will make it happen as soon as is possible with you so that you can become a Christian. And you can do that today as soon as possible. We can't help what we don't know about, so we offer an opportunity for anyone to come and let us know what we can do to help you in your life with Christ. So if there's anything we can do with anyone here, please let us know while we're singing this song. Chuck, come on.